Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you so much for joining me. I hope you can hear me. We're testing out. I'm in equipment, so I don't know if you can hear me or not. Oh, but hopefully you can. I just want to welcome you to the show today. You've got all kind of interesting things happening. And one of the things, in fact, you know what? I am going to, just in case you cannot hear me, I am going to dial in on another phone, because I honestly don't know. I mean, when they're doing new things, it'd be nice to know. So I honestly don't know if you can hear me or not. But anywho, if you can, thank goodness. Welcome to the show. We're so delighted that you are with us today. And, you know, I say it all the time. I'm going to say it again today. I'm just so appreciative of everyone that tunes in and listens every week. It truly does make a difference. It truly is a delight to have you on the show. And when we started this show some time ago, just had no idea, really didn't have any idea that we would be on here for this length of time. It really was just to out and to help someone that was really interested and really trying to get into this business. And, of course, they asked if we would help out, and we decided to do that. And we are here. We're still here. Still going strong. We've got some things that we're looking to do, hopefully, in the very near future. We've actually been working on some pilot programs. We're also working on getting some other wonderful interviews here as well. So we're really excited about that. So just hang tight and stay tuned to that. And one of the things, and again, I'm hoping that you can hear me. For those who are new, we do our best to bring programming that enlightens, that informs, and entertains. But we also try our best to build strong businesses in the community so that we can put people to work. We do our best to do that, too. So, needless to say, we're just delighted that you decided to join us. And I am going to, we're over here trying to get some information together, so just bear with us. I don't know what our folks are doing over here with all our equipment, but we're going to go through nonetheless. As you know, for the last few weeks, we have been talking about retirement. We've been talking about making plans for retirement, regardless to where you are. If you are retiring soon, if you are just a few minutes into retirement, we've been doing our best to bring information to you as it relates to that. We've also tried our best to give you information as it relates to Social Security. You know, Social Security is changing. It really, really is. And will it be there when this next generation retires? Will it be there when those who may be retiring in a few years? We you know, you never know. So it's always good to have plans in place. It's always good to do that. So we've been talking about that. We've also been talking about how medical advances and technology have increased longevity. It really has. People are living longer. People are to stay healthy. People are doing their best to eat right, to drink more water, to consume less sugars, and just to eat healthier. People are doing some wonderful things to try to live longer. And with medicines, and of course you have physical fitness centers, you have all kinds of things that are helping people to live longer. And because people are living longer, people are also working longer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, people are also working longer, meaning that some people aren't ready to retire. They want to work as long as they can. So what does that mean with your Social Security benefits? We talked about that as well. So we've done quite a bit of chatting and talking about retirement and planning for retirement, your taxes, and all those kinds of things. So today, I want to talk just a little bit about some of the myths about retirement and some of the things we've already covered. Those of you who send information and send me things that you'd like for me to speak on and whatnot, I so appreciate that. Thank you so much. And I'm just going to go over a few today that I think would be important, and I think you need to know. I'm going to just go over a few myths. And again, some of these we may have already covered, but you can't go over this stuff too much. You just can't. That's why I like to continue to go over these, because you just can't go over too much. So one of the myths as it relates to finances in your retirement, everything. Yeah, that Medicare will cover everything. And that's not necessarily true. Just because you are eligible for Medicare, it's very important to remember that there's still going to be some expenses, including healthcare expenses, expenses that Medicare will not cover. It just will not cover it. Okay? Now, Medicaid is a total different animal. It's totally different. So we're not talking about Medicaid. We're talking about Medicare. So you definitely need to make sure that you have a budget for costs like premiums, copays, deductibles. It's really important that when you're planning for retirement that you take a look at that. I mean, this is completely a new phase of life, and I just want to encourage you to plan for that. There are also things called Medicare supplement plans out there that you may want to take a look at as well. So keep in mind that Medicare does not pay for everything. Another thing that I think you need to be mindful of is this myth, and again, we talked about this earlier, but I'm just going to kind of do a summary, that you'll only need about 70 to 80% of your pre-retirement income. Now, some of that may or may not be true, just depending on what your expenses are, if you still have a mortgage, if you still have debt. A lot of your expenses, some of them may decrease. You may not be driving as far to work. You may not need to pack as many lunches or have as much of a budget if you're going to, you know, be working for lunch or clothes. But you may find yourself traveling. And again, you may eat out more, or you may decide that you want to take up that hobby. So you may still need a certain percentage of your income depending on the lifestyle that you're living at that time. Then mind that you may need more of your, a percentage of your income while working than you thought. Yeah, that's something to think about because, you know, people are just more active now. I mean, people are going, traveling, and they're taking up sports hobbies and they're spending more time with the grandkids. They're traveling hither and thither, shopping more, going to spa days. When people are retired these days because they have so much energy and they're so healthy, people are spending more money. So just be mindful of that. Another myth is that taxes are going to just completely disappear during retirement since you're no longer bringing home a paycheck, you're not working on a monthly basis. And some people think that taxes might decrease. Well, that may or may not be true, just depending on where you live, what your situation is, you know, property taxes. If you have retirement plans or qualified retirement plans, IRAs, 401ks, distributions from those accounts may be subject to ordinary income taxes. So just because you're retiring doesn't necessarily mean that you will not be paying taxes. That's why it's very important to go ahead and start, you know, planning for those things or talking to someone, whether you're 10, 15, 20 years from retirement, it doesn't hurt to go ahead and start planning and getting some of your questions answered, getting some of your questions answered regarding your retirement plans. And what about this one? You may be downsizing, you may decide you're not going to live in the house that you're currently in. It may be too big. You want something smaller. You may not need two or three vehicles. Now you may only want one or two. So sometimes people think that downsizing can lead to additional savings. Well, that there may not be true. You might decide if you want to get closer to the action, like downtown. You may decide to move into like a condo or you want to live in an urban location. Well, sometimes those locations are more expensive. Yeah. And sometimes people really aren't necessarily happy. Sometimes people regret moving to smaller spaces because it's not always easy to host family events. So remember, if you move to a smaller home or townhome, you may not be able to entertain the grandbabies and have the gatherings and accommodate the grandbabies and the babies, and you may not be able to do that. And if you decide that you want to move back into a larger home, it could be more expensive to do that. So really take a look at your plans before you make that move. Other misconceptions, you know, it used to be that a person saved up to about $1 million or more, that would make for a comfortable retirement. Well, remember we talked about inflation and we talked about the cost of living going up and how things can become more expensive? Well, that $1 million may not necessarily be accurate today. You may need more than $1 million. You may need much more than that, just depending on the lifestyle that you want to live, depending on inflation. So, you know, I say it all the time, it's not a bad idea to get professional advice from a financial advisor or financial professional to assist you in these things. And, you know, they have wonderful tools that can get you real close to your objective and increase the probability of you retiring as comfortably as you'd like to. So just take these things into consideration. That's all I'm saying. I'm just saying. You know, just grabbing a number out of the air, $1 million, $2 million, $5 million, it may not work as well right now. There are tools out there that can help you come really close to a number that will be suitable for you, your needs, your situation as it relates to your retiring. Sometimes have misconceptions, too, about what they can withdraw from their financial portfolios at the time of retirement. And you remember we talked about the 4%. We talked about that. If you missed that, just go back to our archive shows. Just go back to our archive shows, and you can take a listen to that. But 4%, you know, that's people think that, you know, I probably will be able to, you know, withdraw at least 4%, and that should be enough for me to maintain a steady stream of income, trying to keep your principal safe, wanting to make sure that you are able to sustain your funds for years and years to come. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. But you want to make sure that you're being reasonable and what you are wanting to withdraw. 4%, is that reasonable? Is 3% reasonable? But it's always a good idea to be sure, because your percentage, if you're doing the calculations in your head or you're trying to do them yourself without taking into consideration various variables, you may find yourself coming up short on your goals. Need more than 4%. You may need to withdraw more than 4%. That has been a standard rule. But again, it's good to let someone help you do the numbers. And you may even need to consider withdrawing a lower percentage. But again, I'm encouraging you, always talk to a financial practitioner when you're looking at your retirement goals. And some people think that once they've gotten settled in retirement, and they've kind of got things all in place, they may not have any more expenses. Well, you may or may not. I keep saying that, you may or may not. But remember, although people are living longer, and although people are in advantage of the medical advances, there could still be a time where you may need care, some type of care, assistance, long-term care. You may need those things, and you never know when such expenses may come up, or, you know, you may have disaster as it relates to the weather. You may have flooring that may need to be taken care of. You may have things around the house. You may need to do some upgrades. You may need to, you never know what may come up. So just because things may be looking smooth right now doesn't mean that things will not happen, and you should always have a contingency plan in place as it relates to your retirement. And I tell you, there are so many wonderful things out there that you can take advantage of. And some of these, the myths that we talked about, great information from U.S. Money, just great information. And, again, I just want to say thank you to everyone who sends us information and who is so wonderful in your encouragement with this program, with this broadcast. And we're going to continue to discuss retirement. We'll probably have just one more week to go on that, but that doesn't mean I won't talk about things again as it relates to retirement. I'll continue to do that, but we will probably be ending this series within the next week. There's another series that I want to share. It's not necessarily a series, but it is a topic that I want to talk to you about. I actually did a workshop, a seminar on this one a few weeks ago, and I want to bring summary of that to you. I think it's really good, and you're going to have to wait until next week when I will introduce that topic that we're going to be talking about on the show. But I want to thank you so much again for taking time out of your day to join us right here on this platform, the Marketing Pulpit. It's always a delight to have you joining us. And just wanted to let you know, if you would like to appear on the show, if you know someone that you think should be on that show, or you have a topic that you want me to address, just send it to me. I'll be more than happy to take a look at that. Just send it to me. You can send it to contact@enjoylifeinc.com. That's the letter NJOYLIFE Inc.com. And we'll take a look at that. You can also check out our website as well. We have the Marketing Pulpit, which is one of our websites. And then, of course, you know you can check out my website anytime. You can leave me a comment on there as well. And as I mentioned before, it's always such a delight to have you on the show. It's always a delight to have you as my guest on the show, and I just encourage you to please join us on next week. Join us on next week where we will be discussing one other topic as it relates to retirement. But again, today we talked about some of the myths that surround retirement, and there are quite a few. But you don't have to be in the dark, because there's so much information out there for you to learn. And if you don't want to do it on your own, listen, there are wonderful financial advisors out there. There are financial professionals out there that will be more than willing to assist you with that. And if you have a question or you want to know, you know, who's a good professional advisor, who's a good financial advisor, just send us a note. We'll be more than happy to assist you with that as well. That's right. We'll be happy to assist you with that. We know some wonderful advisors, some wonderful relationships with CPAs, attorneys, if you're interested in learning and knowing. And once again, I just want to say thank you so much for taking time out of your day to join us. And I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful rest of the week. And we will be talking to you. I'm sorry. Before I sign up, there's one other thing. There's one other thing I wanted to mention to you. Yes. I have not really talked about the fact that you can actually sponsor or put your advertisements on our show. We have a wonderful listening audience with the Marketing Pulpit, and also on this platform, this is Sharon. And if you have products or services that you would like to advertise on this show, you're more than welcome to do that as well. I know some people didn't know that there was an opportunity to do that, but yes, you can. And if you would like for me to share the package with you or talk about that a little bit more in detail, I will be more than happy to do that. That's right. This is Sharon, and thank you so much again for joining us on the show. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.